Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinosa with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, for today's program.
Welcome back. Glad you're still joining us. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. And we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, make sure and give us an email, wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. You always congratulate yourself when you make it through that email. Welcome back. And thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for all for listening. Our topic today is anxiety disorders in children. And our guest today is Jessica Minahan. She's a behavioral analyst, a master's in education. And what does the BCBA stand for?
Board Certified Behavior Analyst.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That sounds good.
Joining us
long
from the East Coast, from Boston.
Yes.
Welcome back.
From snowy Boston. Glad to be here.
Yes. To nice, sunny, very dry California.
Yeah, you get no sympathy for me.
Will your certification travel across state lines so you could just come over here and relocate? And
I think I have to take another test, but not too bad. But I think I could figure it out when motivated. I think this winter would motivate me to figure that out.
Nice. So we're back and we're talking about anxiety in kids, and we thought maybe that we could talk, one in four. That was the number that is the high-end number, not just one in eight, one in four.
Mm-hmm.
Parents want to manage this.
Mm-hmm.
As parents, we're a little bit worried already.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would a parent know if it's anxiety?
Is one of my kids anxious, and if so, what do I do about it, right?
Mm. There are some clues to help us know that because there's lots of reasons kids behave in certain ways. I think one of the most confusing things about behavior when anxiety is underlying is that there's a real inconsistent nature. Usually behavior falls really neatly into patterns. Oh, every time I ask him to eat vegetables, he says no and he's oppositional, and that's a pattern. But sometimes with kids with anxiety, what I hear a lot from parents is they're surprised. Or where did that come from? I have no idea why he acted like that. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed, not knowing how to understand a reaction. It seems overreactive. It seems from out of the blue.
Is this a new phase? I mean, that's one of the things that pops into my head when I get different sets of behavior from my daughter.
Yeah.
Man, she's just on the edge of being a teenager. This is probably what it's going to look like.
Yep. So sometimes we can think that. It can be a hormonal kind of, transitioning into teen years. But that's one sort of sign. I think, I was consulting to a parent recently, and I met her in September, and she said to me, I feel like I can't plan. Things that I expect to not go well, like a birthday party, right?
Yeah.
A big birthday party. I was prepared for that not to go well. She was planning with me, wanted strategies. We set the whole thing up, talked about it quite a bit. But the child did fine at the birthday party. Tons of relatives, unstructured time, pressure. Mm-hmm. She did fine. And then 2 weeks later, she's at a pharmacy with the same child. And she totally melts down, swipes all the magazines off the rack, has a total meltdown in the middle of the pharmacy. And she said, that normally goes fine. I didn't expect that. And she said, I feel like I can't plan. I don't know what to expect, what's going to go wrong, what's going to set her off, what I say. I don't know what I said. I could say the same thing three times and it goes fine. And that kind of feeling always sends a flag to me that, I wonder if anxiety is going on when people say it came out of the blue, those kind of things. Because what that really means is it's not so much that the pharmacy was the problem. It was, where was the child's level of anxiety when they got to the pharmacy? And that was sort of the last straw. And that's, I like to use the metaphor about a soda can to explain that to parents. So if I took two soda cans, shook up one really hard, and put them in front of Scott when he was out of the room and came, and he comes in. He would open one of the soda cans. He wouldn't be able to tell by looking at it. It was shaken up, right? He'd open it. It'd explode. And then he'd say, oh, it was shaken up, right? And that's a lot of times what happens with anxiety is we say, can you close the door behind you, buddy, as you walk in the house? And boom.
Right.
Sometimes
there.
It's just the last straw, and we didn't see it. They looked, you know, we don't know what soda can's walking into our house at sometimes, and we don't know which soda can's walking into
our
classroom.
It's difficult to predict.
Yeah.
Very difficult to predict. And so it's more about where was their level of anxiety when we did that. And that's what leads to some, it's hard to predict, it's hard to.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio, under the direction of Mario Espinosa, with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. Co-hosts for today's program were Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Let's Talk About It brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. This program is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Mike Horn, Director.